97 WIRX.
Hey, little one.
Everything that rocks.
Good morning. 7:10 and 28.
Cornered and fire, so break out.
Today, we got some fog to start. Then it's going to be cloudy and a high of 35. Tonight, mostly cloudy and a low of 30. Wednesday, going to be warming up. We still got some fog. We got some rain and a high of 45.
Sit down and relax. Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, a new study has found that Facebook addiction is similar to sex, cocaine, and painkiller addiction. Researchers found that using Facebook lights up the brain the same way sex and drugs do. People check out Facebook looking for likes and positive comments. When they get that positive feedback, they enjoy the rush of the pleasure-seeking chemical dopamine. Now, of course, social media hasn't been around long enough to really see the sorts of long-term effects we'll be dealing with, especially with kids. All right. I'm not saying that Facebook isn't addicting. I'm sure it is. However, I don't think people are doing unspeakable sex acts in shady back alleys just to get a few likes or comments on Facebook. That's all I'm going to say about that. That's all I'm going to say about that. Bam Margera was arrested for a DUI on Sunday morning, and he made it really easy for cops. This was not the smartest thing Bam has done. According to TMZ, Bam actually approached California Highway Patrol officers himself. The officers were in the middle of another traffic stop when Bam pulled up over and started a conversation. The cops smelled a strong scent of alcohol and gave him a field sobriety test. He was released Sunday afternoon on a $15,000 bail. Now, he has been dealing with drugs and alcohol for quite some time, but this is actually his first arrest with it. This kind of sounds like a cry for help. I mean, obviously he knew, or he was just, you know, didn't have the wherewithal, but hope he gets the treatment he is seeking. And guys, we're going to need to step up our game. There's a company called Realbotix in San Marcos, California, that makes extremely sophisticated female sex robots. We've talked about this on the show. And you don't just get it on with these robots. They also have artificial intelligence so they can talk and hang out and interact with you. Well, they're planning now to make male versions. And I'm going to be honest, these look like they have two advantages over real men. One, thanks to artificial intelligence, they're great listeners. And two, I think the main important one, bionic dongs. I'm going to be completely honest with myself. If you were to tell me I had to compete with a male sex robot that has a perfect physique and is a great listener and has a bionic penis, I'm not going to win that battle, all right? Kiki is going to leave me for that sex robot. And I don't blame her. It's the perfect version. So, yeah, looks like pretty soon our women are going to be hanging out with these male sex robots and there's nothing we can do about it. Nothing we can do about it. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?